灵恩会快乐以及平安。
In the name of Lord Jesus, I speak. May God bless you and give you happiness in joining this spiritual convocation.
我们先看彼得后书第三章。
Let's turn to 2 Peter chapter 3.
彼得后书第三章344面第十八节。
2 Peter chapter 3 verse 18.
十八节，你们却要在我们主救主基督耶稣基督的恩典和知识上又长进啊，愿荣耀归给他从今直到永远，阿门。
But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To Him be glory both now and forever. Amen.
感谢这次在加西加拿大西部温哥华神的教会在这里高举神的名字，荣耀神做好美好的圣工。
We thank God that in this western part of Canada, in Vancouver Church of God, we can glorify God and do His divine work.
虽然这里比特伦多教会后来就是以后才成立的教会。
Although the Church of Vancouver was established after Church of Toronto.
很怀念当时温哥华教会的成立。
I deeply recall the establishment of Vancouver Church.
我们在特伦多教会开始登记的时候就27个人信徒。
The Church of Toronto only began with 27 members.
黄保罗、黄沙盖就是一家这个七个人。
The family of Elder Huang and Deacon Huang only 7 members.
另外一个黄家是我小弟的也是七个人。
And another family Huang also consists of 7 people.
那另外单独的还是这个留学生或者也七个人。
And there are others like overseas students. There are also 7 people.
总共21个人。
And altogether, there are 21 members.
经过了去年呢，开办这个，举办了这个20周年纪念成立教会二十年纪念。
And we had our 20th anniversary for the church.
目前就在名簿上啊，差不多130个弟兄姐妹。
And now we have about 130 members registered.
比方我们小弟的这个温哥华教会已经300多个的弟兄姐妹。
But compared to the Church of Vancouver, which is 300 over members.
后来先知这个先到现在祝福很大。
So Vancouver Church is indeed greatly blessed.
先预备这么堂皇的会堂。
God has prepared us so a chapel that is so beautiful.
信息这么多的信工这个人员在弟兄姐妹大家为着信工奋斗。
And he had provided so many sisters and brothers and divine workers to do his work.
特伦多教会虽然只先成立几年，比这个温哥华先成立几年。
And Toronto Church, though it was established before the Church of Vancouver.
赶快说，快说的时候，有时候会变成个多伦多教，会变成个哥林多教会。
So the Vancouver Church can be said the Church of Corinthian, the Corinth.
我们还要这个努力前进。
So we still have to strive forward.
幸亏我们那个地方哪一条路叫做Sunrise 日出大道。
Luckily, the road there was called the Sunrise.
我们在希望在东方的教会像那个创世纪那个东方的乐园一样呀，来跟大家效法大家来发展和为主信仰努力。
And our church is just like the Garden of Eden that is in the east side. So we are the true church and we should strive and work hard for God.
很感谢我来这里，看到跟托伦多相同的，就是这里开一个天窗啊，我们托伦多教会也是一样，这个比较大的这个自动也可以啊，白天呢 可以拉开呀、啊，这个太阳光直接进来。
And in Toronto Church is just like Vancouver Church, we have a window on the ceiling, but the window in Toronto can be opened.
Toronto 教会本来啊、买的会堂啊是这个啊、garage 汽车修理厂的工厂。
And the church in Toronto was originally a factory for the garage.
啊，买下来啊，经过差不多三年以后啊，啊、才开始这个计划。
And only after 3 years,
改建
we began to do the renovation.
哎，当时那个前辈、前进的啊、弟兄啊，就主张说，我们要叫按照创世纪啊、挪亚方舟啊，盖了三层啊，盖了三层的这个会堂。
And at that time, the elderly people suggested that we should build it just like the Noah's Ark, that is 3 stories high.
啊，因为负债很多的，这个大家力量有限。
But because we were in debt and our power were limited.
承恩这个各地方啊啊各地方教会帮助啊，还有借了很多的，借了不少的这个经费啊，才做所修改建。
But because of the help from many other churches, and also we borrow a lot of money, that we were able to do the renovation.
哎，三层的方舟，那个啊美好的意见啊。结果没有成功。
So the suggestion of building it for 3 stories was not accomplished.
哎，这个象征性的这个方舟啊，开一个天窗啊，一样的啦。像你们这里啊，我们有个天窗。
But we use a symbolic window to represent the window in the ark.
啊，当然这一点跟温哥华教会相同了。
And that is similar to the Vancouver Church.
啊，那在信工方面呢，什么方面呢？刚才说了也差不多，不要啊，这个有人说啊，这个不是托伦多教会的，哥伦多教会。
And but in the aspect to the divine work, they say that Toronto Church is just like the Church of Corinth.
不是外貌啊，我们要在属灵方面啊的长进。
So we do not just grow physically, but also spiritually.
这里彼得劝勉说，祝福说。在主的恩典和知识上长进。
And here Peter bless and exhorts us that we should grow in the grace of God.
我们有性命之道，有性命的教会，与性命 life 性命我与。
We are a church of life.
性命呢会发展，会长进呐。
And life should grow.
我们性命长进看得见了，那孩子长大了啊，老了啊，就是像树木一样，我们看得见他的长进。
We can see the life growing in a child or in a person that grows old.
那这主的恩典，红红火火啊，那长进是什么意思啊
？But what is the meaning of the growth of grace and knowledge of Lord？
就是。在属灵方面啊，神的恩典这个长成啊，像主耶稣还做小孩的时候，路加福音记载啊，他的心量，他的智慧啊，这个长进长大。
That is to grow spiritually, just like it records in Luke that Jesus grew both physically and spiritually.
哎，人家听见主耶稣讲那么好的道理。主要是行那么大的这个权柄大家看这个圣灵在主耶稣身上。
Jesus was able to deliver good sermons and perform miracles and wonders. That's why we can see the growth of spirituality in him.
那我们教会的长大，我们每一个人就是主耶稣的身体肢体。
And we as members of church are part of the body.
应该要看得到。
We can be seen.
每个家庭平安。
That our family is peaceful.
这些弟兄姐妹，大家都无论学业上、读书、做事这个性工上都有正发展进展。
whether it be in our studies, in our career, or in the divine work, we are able to grow.
啊，做人就是啊，这个有神同在。
And whatever we do, people can see that God is with us.
那长进跟喜乐啊有关系的。
And growth is related to joy.
啊，你看小孩到这里来，啊，很自由的哈、啊，这个读书也好啊，心地也好，你看呢、啊，啊，差不多每个都。比他的爸爸妈妈是有快乐，有英文的学问呐、啊，英文还是各种方面都比爸爸妈妈长进了很多。
We can see that when a child moves to here and he has the freedom and the joy, then he will grow both in his physical appearance and also in his wisdom.
想起来很感谢。
And we will thank God for that.
看腓立比书第一章二十五节。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 1 verse 25.
腓立比书第一章二十五节两百七十八面。
Philippians 1 verse 25.
二十五节。
Verse 25.
我既然这样的信心啊，就知道灵要住在世间，且与你们众人同住，使你们在所信的道上。又长进又喜乐啊！保罗称赞这个腓立比教会的长进啊，他啊，这个不但长进而已啊，有喜乐啊，喜乐。
Paul here praised the church of Philippians because they were able to progress, enjoyed, and in faith.
哎，有喜乐的啊，长进长有长进有喜乐，你家都看得见，就得到。
If you have grown in your joy and faith, people can see.
相比对约翰，这些捕鱼的人呐，五旬节，圣灵降下以后，就勇敢站起来为主做见证。
Just like Peter, he was a fisherman, but when the Spirit of God was in him, he was able to grow spiritually and preach with boldness.
你家看得很稀奇，那么以前捕鱼的小民，现在。讲那么大片的道理，现在那有那么力量，现在有像杰斯那样的行的启示来传福音。
And people were amazed because Peter was a fisherman, but he was able to preach with wisdom of God.
这就是圣灵的恩典，圣灵能力。
And that is the grace of Holy Spirit and the power.
我们举办灵恩会虽然圣经这个。没有什么根据了，我们都是这个因使徒行传那个五旬节降临那个时候的使徒教会的兴旺，所以我们就常常办灵恩会来充实自己，来培养，来加油加这个我们力量加这个属灵的力量。
And the reason that we have spiritual meeting is just like the apostolic time when they all gather together and pray to God so that we can have spiritual power.
不但是这个用那个聚会听道讲道彼此来勉励。
And not only they have to attend sermons and encourage one another.
要紧的要求灵恩丰沛的在我们当中。
The most important thing is to pray for the Spirit to fill us.
在多方面这个培养我们这个灵性灵属灵的这个智慧属灵的能力。
And so that we can grow in the many aspects of spirituality, just like the spiritual wisdom and power.
所以别的教会不叫做灵恩会，他们叫做培灵会啦，什么造就会啦，什么。
So other churches, they do not call it spiritual convocation. They call it the meeting of spirituality and the meeting of growth.
但愿经过每一次一次的灵恩会以后，我们个每一个家庭我们的每一个灵命属灵的命性命就坚强长进。
So I hope that after the spiritual meeting, we can always grow spiritually and have a strong spirituality.
那我们这个灵性灵性就是我们属灵的这个加强。
Then we will have a good spirituality.
我们的灵力还有加强。
And then we will have the power of the spirit.
我们 无论智慧方面，我们这个德行方面、行为方面都有啊、这个长进。
And in our, the aspects of our wisdom and action, we can grow too.
这个叫做啊、这个像主耶稣一样的这个有经历、有灵力啊，这种这个有属灵的这个变成一个属灵的属。属灵了，属灵的人啊，荣上加荣，啊，这个，像主耶稣一样。
And then we will be able to have the image of Jesus, that is to have the truth, the holiness and righteousness.
啊，感谢是老小弟啊、有机会到各个地方啊、学习。
Thank God that I have the opportunity to go to many places.
啊，看到啊，这个加拿大、美国。啊，这个台湾还有啊，这个南洋方面国家会，实在都有这个神的祝福在灵性上啊，这个主的恩典、啊，还有我们这个属灵的知识上，都有长进了。
Whether it be in Canada, America, Asia, or Southeast Asia, I can see the grace of God and Spirit of God in them, so that they could grow.
每一个教会，一个教会的长进，看难。要从哪里看
？And how do we see that a church is growing？
啊，就是我们啊，这个整个信徒整个教会啊的聚会，礼拜。
And we can see from the attendance。
来看希伯来书第十章。希伯来第十章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 10。
希伯来书第十章二十五节。
Hebrews 10:25。
你们不可停止聚会，好像那停止习停止惯了的人，倒要彼此劝勉，只知道哪日子临近啊，就更当如此，不要停止聚会。
We should not give up meeting together。
哎，但是我们国外的教会是像啊，这个马来西亚。这个而且台湾的规模样子啊，就是努力啊，这个不停止聚会。
Thank God that in Malaysia and in Taiwan, the members always gather together for services.
所以你看我们不但是安息的聚会礼拜五礼拜三家庭聚会就很充实的。
Not only they have Sabbath service, they have family service and night services as well.
这是这个对属这个神的恩典跟那个属灵的知识上很多很多的效果。
And that is why they have abundant grace and growth in God.
这是我们敬拜神的恩典上的长进。
And that is the result of worshiping God. That is to grow in the grace of God.
我在见证过，我发现了我们的敬拜神聚会礼拜读经。就是对我们的健康很大的帮助。
I discovered that if you attend services often, it's good for your health.
因为美国的这个联邦一个预防疾病、防止疾病啊，这个研究单位发表说你的健康跟我们敬拜神有密切的关系。
And the organization in America which prevent diseases, they have, they say that if you worship God, then it's good for your health.
他这么说这个他统计一个人如果你每个礼拜一个星期上两次的教堂，那可以延长你的寿命14年呢。
And the statistics shows that if you attend service twice a week, then your life will be prolonged for 14 years.
这个统计发表不是没有根据的，应该有科学根据。
And these statistics have scientific proof.
然后我们更有主耶稣的应许、圣经的话语的根据了。
And what more, we have the promise of God and the evidence in the Bible.
实在我们到处的弟兄姐妹这个凡是热心聚会来参加聚会无论你听得懂道理，你不论是那神祝福他们长寿， 我到处都看到长寿的人呢、啊，都是热心聚会、啊。
As long as you come to church, whether you understand the truth or not, you will have a long life.
哎，不是，光要来听道理，哎、啊，还有这个什么另外的这个交际了什么社交的方便，不是这样。
And this is not a place for you to have social events、哎、to socialize with one another.
那、哎、美国联邦的发表研究发表不是挑战这个真耶稣教会的这个。做礼拜啊，他是应该是调查这个其他的教会做礼拜，换是一个礼拜上会堂两次，不知道上会堂两次做什么啊？啊，做礼拜可能是做礼拜了，可以延长14年啊。那啊，应该啊敬拜神是我们的福气啊，那个看不见的福气，真的恩上加恩呐、啊。
So these statistics were drawn from other churches, and we do not know what they do in their churches. But in our church, we worship God. That's why we will grow in grace and wisdom.
啊，所以啊，我们啊，这个聚会礼拜啊，无论家庭聚会啊，还是这个教会之家庭的，但是自己家庭的礼拜聚会，我们要充实。
So we do not only come to church for services, but we should also have family services.
哎。这圣经有根据的啊，我们在台湾啊，我看到好几家啊，我们前辈的家庭啊，一早起来大家都先做祷告啊，做礼拜，做个简单的礼拜，读经、唱诗。
In the past, we always had family services, and we would sing hymn together, pray together, and study the Bible.
我想起这里来过啊，那个您。啊，林崇道长老啊，听说这80岁的这个生日啊，这个静文弟兄带他来这里啊，就阿拉斯加就旅行。
I heard that Elder Lin came here because it was his 80th birthday, and his son brought him to visit Alaska.
他们家庭啊，就每早起来定一个时间起来。他的先有一间这个礼拜的地方，大家大大小小聚会。
And for his family, every morning when they get up, they will gather together and have a morning service.
哎，当时啊，这个静文弟兄哦，这个宋文弟兄，这个小小的啊，宋文是最小的，还啊小弟啊啊，但时间到了啊，你再要聚会啊啊，可能给他摇铃了，还不来啊，不上来，不上床来参加。早晨礼拜
And he has two sons, and whenever they have morning service, his younger son was unwilling to get up and have service.
他家里养一个小狗
And they have a dog at their place.
啊，好可爱的小狗啊！就那个宋文啊，床房间那里啊，给他汪汪汪给他叫起来起来的。
And this cute little dog will go to his younger son's bedroom and wake him up.
小弟不起来啊，他就。咬他的一个棉被给他拉下来。
And if this younger son is still unwilling to get up, then this little goat would bite his pants.
他等他到来这个参加礼拜，跪下祷告。
He will drag him down for the service.
那个小狗也蹲在旁边了，在还在参加做礼拜哦。
And this little dog will also attend the service.
哎，所以我听说这个是哈利路亚狗啊，哈利路亚狗。
So they call this dog Hallelujah dog.
啊，所以我就美国就访问的时候，有个姐妹啊关心她这狗的这个能不能上天堂，问我圣经写在什么地方，我查不出来。
So one of the family members was afraid that the dog would not go into heaven, so he inquired me about it, but I do not know the answer.
不过我体验了生的狗啊，有信心哦。
But I experienced that this dog has faith.
我到山底去有一个美猴教会啊，啊，要爬爬爬爬一段坡上去，那上面整个都是我们的信徒的家庭。
When I was with the Hill Tribe members, I climbed up a steep mountain, and there the members and the Hill Tribe assembled together.
每一个家庭里养了好几条狗。
And every family would have many dogs.
那一条狗发现了陌生的人来了，就汪汪汪，哇、哦，几十条狗就是到这个路口来啊，要想要这个攻击啊。
And over 10 dogs will come into the intercession and bark at a stranger.
然后我看来看,没有看到的,没有弟兄家庭出来。
So I look around and did not see any brothers and sisters.
然后我就给他挥手,哈利路亚,哈利路亚。
So I wave at those dogs barking at me, saying hallelujah.
奇怪的,那个狗啊,通通就乖乖的,摇摇尾头,尾巴,带我到会堂去啊。
And so all the dogs calmed down and waved their tails and brought me to the chapel.
这是我们从我们这个信仰活动这个画面一个造成的整个我们的教会每一个家庭一种信仰连动物我们家里养的狗也都是稳定的。And
this kind of religious environment not only caused the members but also the animals to have grace.
求主耶稣恩典给我们想到的感动我们对机会礼拜应该要来加强应该怎样想哪一个方面哪一个方法来充实。So
we should pray to God to give us the power to be willing to come to the church to attend services.
这叫做我们灵性的健康啊。
And that is our spiritual health.
并且你看人家这个统计的结果对 这个一两个礼拜上两次会堂就是长寿14年。
And because also the statistics shows that if you attend services twice a week, then your life will be elongated for 14 years.
所以这方面加强追求聚会的恩典长进。
So we should emphasize on attending services.
下来我们读经这方面。
Next is regarding studying the Bible.
就是帮助我们把神的话语充充实实地放在我们心里头。
And that is to put the words of God in our hearts abundantly.
现在看呢，哥罗西书第三章。
Let's turn to Colossians chapter 3.
哥罗西书第三章17节。
Colossians chapter 3 verse 17. 16节,17.
Verse 16 and 17. 当用各样的智慧把基督的道理轰轰呼呼地存在心里，那个小字，当把基督的道理轰轰呼呼地存在心里，以各样的智慧，用诗章、从词、灵歌、彼此教导，互相赞勉、谦卑。 温感歌颂神，17节，无论做什么，和说话和行事，都要奉主耶稣的名借助他感谢父神。你看，一个人能把神的话常常读经，不但是忘记了，只要实行出来，放在自己的心里头。
A person should always store up the words of God in his heart, not only just store it up, but also to perform it out.
在主的恩典，主恩典就是神的话，神的灵跟我们同在。
And the grace of God is the words of God and spirit of God dwelt in us.
一举一动，无论说话，无论行事，就奉耶稣的名。
Whatever we do, whatever we say, we do it and say it in the name of Jesus.
我知道很多的弟兄姐妹做事情，在烧饭的时候，奉主耶稣的名，洗衣服的时候，奉主耶稣的名，心里头怎么还是嘴巴讲出来。
And there are sisters that when they wash the clothes or cook, they will cook and wash the clothes in the name of Jesus.
不但背圣经的话，还背那个诗歌。
And they can also memorize the hymns and songs of the church.
我在跑山地的时候，有60多岁的姐妹，她这个把赞美诗，中午的赞美诗，以前那一本，通通背起来。
And there was a 60-year-old Hill Tribe member sister that she was able to remember the Chinese song hymn book from 1 to 310.
这个伴奏啊，and
she did not need the accompaniment of the piano.
好像我们要到别的地方去的时候，都给我们开一个席备会啊，请大家唱诗，传道唱诗，这个某一个人唱诗，他点名起来啊，啊， 她就唱出来。
And whenever we have a fellowship, whenever we ask her to sing, she was able to sing.
并且啊，这个啊，这个她自己编的诗啊，赞美诗唱给我们听。
And she was also able to compose some hymns for us to sing.
还有一个一位夏言的姐妹哈，夏言的姐妹啊，被赞美诗。还摸摸钢琴啊，那边没有钢琴了、啊，会弹琴哦，会弹琴，弹得很好啊。
And there was also a sister who was blind, but she was able to play the piano and she played well.
这种信心，这种爱慕神的话语。
And because they have this kind of faith and they seek for the truth.
我们来看诗篇第一篇。
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 1.
诗篇第一篇第二节
Psalm chapter 1 verse 2
659面
Psalm chapter 1 verse 2
第二节唯喜爱耶和华枯干换他所做的进度顺利好你看呢一个艺人啊，一个人把神的话就存在心里头啊，存在心里头
A righteous man is able to put the law of God in his heart、
不但要背，不但要唱，哈、啊，能行出来。
Not only he meditates, but he also performs it.
我回台湾去啊，见证过啊，一位退休的弟兄啊，我问他你在做什么？退休这么早啊，没有工作，没有这个去参加什么义工。
So there was a young brother in Taiwan who retired and asked him why he retired at such a young age.
他就买那个小学生的这个。毛笔的识字簿哈，来这个抄圣经。
And because he used Chinese calligraphy to copy the whole Bible.
创世纪第一章第一节开始。
From the first verse of the first chapter of Genesis.
一个字一个字的用心的很端正的写得很好。
And he copied every word.
叫做杨弟兄啊，这个他那个那个时候碰。见到他说我已经抄到创世纪抄到这个以赛亚书我快要抄这个耶利米书了
And when I met him he already copied from the book of Genesis until the book of Isaiah
我做这个见证的时候我在多伦多一个刘弟兄说这个黄教授你没有看圣灵报
And when I was bearing this testimony a brother told me Elder Huang didn't you read the spiritual
150几期哈，一位屏东的一位老姐妹老姐妹，这个写她的见证里头有写啊，她把圣经抄了三遍了，不是读而已啊，圣经已经抄，基本圣经抄了三遍了。
And the Spiritual Monthly, they have recorded that an old sister not only copied the Bible three times, but he also read it many times.
他默默地，好默默地，这就写出来，丁圣灵报出来，我们才知道。
And because she did not tell it, so we did not know until it was published in the Spiritual Monthly.
所以现在这个连总、台总有很多的一个文酸呐、还有这个电子的。这种这个信箱咯还有我们可以多多这个吸收这个这些新的话语
So there are many books published by our church and we should learn the words of God from them
一起这个再来祷告方面啊
And next we'll talk about prayer
我们的不住的感谢
We should always give thanks
凡事感谢
Give thanks no matter what.
凡事盼望
And have hope in everything.
把我们祷告的体验要这个长进
And our experience in our prayer should grow.
碰到一个姐妹跟我说
Once a sister told me.
她是信子信的这个一辈子她说我祷告没有一次为自己祷告我都通通为家里的人为朋友弟兄朋友啦为这个这个邻居啦为了其他人祷告我没有一次为自己祷告
And for this sister, for her entire life in her belief, she never prayed for herself. She always prayed for her family and friends.
那她普通教说她的信仰生活。
And she also told me about her spiritual life.
她说我的孩子我的孙子她跟我同岁她生日的时候 就来跟他 Happy Birthday 送东西啦请客啦
And during the birthday of my grandson she came and brought presents for him
那个大家来的时候他就把他的见证给他听
And when everybody was there she bare her testimony
我怎么样养你们
How
养你们两儿子儿女孙子
And the children and grandchildren were there, so she told them how she brought them up.
你们给我做生日,
now you're giving me a birthday.
哎, 祝你快乐, 生日快乐,
and you say happy birthday.
看,我实在啊, 流泪啊, 我的生日是流泪的,流泪啊,
and my birthday is one of tears.
什么生日啊, happy birthday啊, 你不happy吗?
It's not called happy birthday because I'm not happy.
Happy is happy. 我想到我要出生出来妈妈肚子大痛哦，就是我纪念我妈妈肚子痛的日子啊。Because
my birthday is the day when my mom suffered and labored for me, so I was in tears.
哎，所以孝敬父母啊，不但是在的时候啊，我们呢，时时。 时时这个回想纪念，尤其生日的时候，什么碰到什么时候啊，想起妈妈这么劳苦。
So in our daily lives, we should honor our parents and remember what they have done for us, especially in their birthday.
哎，神的恩典是一样啊，不但是灵性沾台啊，想念起之后，主耶稣替我们在十字架上流血。
And that is the same for the grace of Jesus that He died on the cross for us.
神会感动你啊，你应该怎么样啊，在恩典上，在知识上长进。
And if we remember him, he will move us to growth in grace.
虽然呢，我们这个时代很进步了哈。
And we are in this society of technology.
我们传的福音也是这本圣经啊。
But we still preach with the same Bible.
有人发现了这本圣经啊，跟原文有差距，有这个处理的地方。
And some people discover that the Bible we have is different from the original text.
但是正确的神的话语不错的。But
the words of God will never change.
这个是活的，活的，就是说这本圣经啊，就为他做见证。And
this is a living Bible to testify for Jesus.
这本圣经有永生啊。And
this Bible has eternal life.
啊，所以啊，我们啊所读的圣经所。 讲的道理
So what we heard from the sermons and the Bible that we read
哎，我看一本书怎么写啊
I've read this book
你讲的道理啊，有新鲜还没有新鲜新鲜新鲜不对有新鲜的新鲜的这个水果有新的啊，有的很旧的啊
The book says that the truth that you speak whether it was fresh or no
你看，这个牛呢，羊呢，吃草。
Because when we look at the sheep and the cow，
你要带到这个青草清水那边去，这个很新鲜，很营养，很好。
And you will bring them to the green pastures that is fresh and nutritious。
有的不是这样呀，就是挂了很多的个干草啊，干草。
And some people they bring them to a grassland that is dry.
也可以，羊会长大，牛会长大。
The cattle and the sheep will still grow.
但是新鲜的跟那个干草的不一样啊，养料不一样啊。
But the fresh grass and the dry grass is different in their nutrition content.
你们吃这个海鲜那些。 海鲜，那跟那个吃这个罐头有什么差别？大家都知道。
And when we eat seafood, we prefer those that are fresh and from those that are canned food.
你看留学生在这里没有什么东西吃啊，就是罐头啊，这个啊，就打开罐头啊，这个面包罐蛋罐头怎么？那么或者妈妈看到了很心里都很难过啊，这管吃个心里面跟罐头，当然是可以维持生活了，但是还有新鲜啊，最好是有新鲜。
So we see many overseas students, they always eat instant noodles and canned food, and when their parents see that, they will cry in their heart because it's not fresh food.
这个不是拿这个普通的人的话语啊，就是一本圣经的。里头有个找到这个很新鲜的啊，很活泼的啊，这个啊话语，我们大家来共享。
And that is what is in the book of the Bible, that we have the fresh words and living words of God.
总之在属灵方面啊，我们要长进。
That's why we have to grow in our spirituality.
就是恩典跟知识方面。
And that is in the aspects of wisdom and grace.
求神给我们智慧，给我们信心啊。给我们活活泼泼的啊，这个恩典智慧，让我们啊一天一天啊能长进了。
May God give us wisdom and grace and living hope so that we can grow every day spiritually.
啊，就一点，就一多祷告，多听读经啊啊，神呐、啊、就借着哪一个每就是啊每一个弟兄姐妹啊对。这个灵巧啊，心巧啊，你都会得着这个啊，很宝贵、很宝贵、一生用不尽的这些的话语。
And we should pray more and read the Bible more, so God will give us wisdom that it's enough for our whole life.
总之要多多查验神的旨意。
That is, we should always study the words and will of God.
追求属灵哈，哥林多前书那里。啊，保罗说：“我不认为你是属灵的，还不定啊，道理还不完全。”
And that's what Paul says that we are not still not complete. That's why we should pursue after perfectness.、
就是各方面啊，我们全方位啊，不是单一部分啊，小部分，全方位来啊，这个追求长进。
And that is to grow in every aspect, not just part of it.
啊，那。神啊，祝福我们，慢慢的，虽然还不完全，啊，要一步一步的，啊，离开，啊，初心的开端，到了完全的地步。
And may God help us that even though now we are incomplete, that we might grow day after day and become perfect.
我们一天啊，一天没有追求长进。
And if we do not pursue after perfectness day after day,
很可能啊会停止还是退步。
We might just stay there as we are now, or we will regress.
嘴巴是我只是很精啊，我的道理全背了啊，这个完全了。
Verbally, we may say that we are complete and we have the truth.
嘴巴是属灵的人啊。
And verbally, we are like spiritual people.
但是中文这个灵啊，灵字，这个灵这个字跟那个这个接肉，接肉灵啊。灵，四字的灵啊，同音啊。
And in Chinese, a spirit and zero, they sound the same.
我自己摸摸心，我是属 zero 的人，还是属 spirit 的灵的人
？So I always ask myself whether I'm a person of spirituality or a person of nothing.
就主要是在这个我们灵魂的机会啊，大家共同来对峙 plus 啊，要前进啊，不是零哦。真的有属灵的灵。
So that in this spiritual meeting, we can all pursue after spirituality and be positive.